Today, of course, is July 4th, U.S. Independence Day. But D.L. Hewley, the comedian and author, suggests in his new book that all U.S. holidays, quote, be put on a probationary period to ascertain their relevance and value to all Americans, acknowledging that days off are nice and that mattress sales must occur. His book, co-written with Doug Moe of the Upright Citizens Brigade, is Surrender, White People, Our Unconditional Terms for Peace. D.L. Hewley joins us now from the West Coast. Thank you so much for being with us.
Well, good morning to you, man. Thank you very much, Scott. Appreciate it.
And I have to ask, if you don't mind, you've been in quarantine.
I have. I'm off now. We're just in time.
You're off. Congratulations. How are you feeling?
Thank you. I feel great. You know, I was one of those people who was asymptomatic, but unfortunately, everybody at my broadcasting facility, they all contracted it too, and everybody's doing better. But I was a regular Typhoid Mary and didn't even know it. So,
well, thanks for making time for us. Glad you're feeling better, and our best wishes to all of your teammates too. How do you feel about July 4th? The U.S. declared its freedom from Britain, but that, of course, did not include freedom for enslaved people.
Right. I think it's one of those things that we just kind of know isn't true. Like a lot of our holidays, everybody knows Christopher Columbus didn't discover America. Everybody knows Thanksgiving is a little bit more sinister than we celebrate it as. But it's kind of our story in America. The best thing about when you're black in America, the best thing you can develop is a sense of amnesia. We shouldn't have Google, and we shouldn't be able to access the truth, because that's the only way that you can kind of make sense out of all these things.
Let me ask in a more serious vein, because your book is, you are very funny, and it's both serious and funny. But after the 13th Amendment passed in 1865, following a bloody civil war, that in Lincoln's phrase, every drop of blood drawn with the lash shall be paid by another drawn with the sword. Does that, to your mind, in some ways redeem July 4th?
We got freedom, but not even the ability to eat in the same restaurants for 100 years. Not the ability to vote. Not the ability to live where we wanted to. Not the ability to go to school. It was a formality. I understand the 13th Amendment, and it is noteworthy. And had we acted in earnest on it, we would be having a different conversation. But we didn't. And now I think we're dealing with all the kind of ramifications, because everybody always goes, like, it's interesting, and we talk about this in a book. We're the party of Lincoln. And when you got to go back to the dude on the penny as the last time you did anything significant for black people, then you got to update your resume.
One of the things you note, there was a kind of a reparations plan after the Civil War. General Sherman's Special Field Order 15, 40 acres and a mule that were to be rented, then sold to former slaves. But that right. never happened, did it?
Yeah. Well, it started to, and then it did, unfortunately, it did not. And there were a lot of people, a lot of slave owners were paid reparations. They were paid reparations. People have gotten reparations. Italians got reparations. Japanese got reparations. It's just that the descendants of slaves never had.
You say at one point in the book, one of the many problems with white supremacy is that there's not enough supremacy. Go with that, if you could, for a moment.
Our nation is rife with incredibly racist men, but they were bright and advanced this country forward. Now we have people who just think white is enough. Like Donald Trump, by any standard, is not even a very bright dude. Like he's like the blue collar of presidents. So it would be different if you're a white supremacist and you were actually an exemplary dude, like a brilliant dude, but you're not.
Let me ask you on this Independence Day about another provision in the book that you propose, statute of statute limitations.
Right now, when we were talking about the incidents in the last 6 weeks, the nation was rightfully appalled by what happened to George Floyd in Minneapolis. And they wanted justice done, regardless of color and sex and race. But a lot of those same people want justice to be done to the officer that murdered George Floyd, but they will fight for statues to men who did far worse. Like, you can't want Derek Chauvin, who murdered George Floyd, prosecuted, but still want a picture of Andrew Jackson, who murdered 4,000. So I think that at a certain point, statues, like anything else, should have an expiration date. Like, once they've served, we should put something else up.
Yeah. You say if they were made of plaster of Paris instead of marble, maybe they'd just melt on their own.
Right, right.
Let me ask you one last question, if I can. But I do wonder about this. You know, this is America, and we've got millions of families who came here from all over the world after slavery ended, after Jim Crow. And they came from Eastern Europe, Asia, Latin America, Africa. And a lot of those families feel that they fled tyranny and oppression and Holocaust. And they may agree that African Americans and others in America have been oppressed and worse, but they don't feel responsible for it. What do you say?
You know, it's almost like what happened to me with COVID. I was asymptomatic, right? I wasn't expressing anything. I wasn't actively doing anything, right? But that didn't mean that I wasn't a danger to other people. I think it can be like that with race and bias and white supremacy too. You don't have to actively be a part of it or to be actively displaying signs of it. But that doesn't mean that in your wake, damage and pain and terrible things aren't happening. So you don't have to be you could be asymptomatic in biases and supremacy and racism too. Like if for instance things are happening around you that you know aren't right, that you know are detrimental, but you say nothing and do nothing, they continue to happen because you've given consent.
D.L. Hewley, his new book co-written with Doug Moe, Surrender, White People. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you.